we present Old Gas and Gaiters. The bishop buys a car. Starring Robertson Hare, William Mervyn, John Barron, and Jonathan Cecil. It is a summer afternoon, and as the Archdeacon walks through the close at St. Ogg's, a large, elderly Rolls-Royce swings through the main gateway, almost knocking him down. It is driven by the bishop.
Henry, what are you doing in the middle of the road?
What are you doing driving that enormous car, Bishop?
I just bought it, Henry. Come on, jump up. I'll take you to the palace.
Oh, thank you, Bishop.
There, what do you think of her? Oh, isn't she beautiful?
She's not exactly new, is she, Bishop?
Well, new? Well, relatively new. It's the 1934 model.
How much did you pay for it?
£300. Does that surprise you?
Yes, Bishop.
Well, you won't be half as surprised as Newt will be. I went out to buy a Mini. Oh, but this car, Henry, it's even got a speaking tube.
It sounds as if the salesman had one too, Bishop.
Oh, really, Henry, what nonsense. You're quite wrong. He was a particularly charming salesman. He said he was genuinely sorry to see it go. Ah, well, here we are. Come on in, I'll give you a glass of sherry.
Oh, thank you, Bishop. Oh, I won't say no.
Oh. After all, Henry, one doesn't buy one's first car every day. Come on in.
Newt! Newt! Coming, my lord. Good morning, Archdeacon.
Good morning, Newt.
Take the Archdeacon's coat, will you?
Yes, my lord. Well, did you buy the car?
I did, Newt.
And is it a dear little thing?
Well, it's not particularly little, is it, Henry?
No, Bishop. Just dear.
I can't wait to see it.
Well, open the door and have a look, Newt.
Oh, you've got it with you.
Certainly, Newt. I drove home in it. Well, what do you think?
Moses.
Isn't she magnificent, Newt? She's even got a speaking tube.
But you went to buy a Mini.
Well, I bought a Maxi instead.
But, my lord, how could you? After all the hours I spent reading Motoring Witch.
Oh, yes. It was all most helpful. But as that charming young man pointed out, this car is an investment. At least he says it will be when the brakes are relined and it has a new set of tires and passes its MOT test.
But a car like that only does about 15 miles to the gallon.
On the contrary, Newt, the young man assures me it does nearly 16 miles to the gallon.
An old car like that.
He says age has nothing to do with it, providing I just have the engine reborn. Come, Henry, come on, have a glass of sherry.
Are you Bishop?
Oh, certainly, yes. One doesn't buy one's first car every day, you know, Henry.
But, my lord, a Mini does 40 to the gallon.
But does a Mini have a speaking tube?
Well, no, it hardly needs one, does it?
But you don't think, Henry, after all these years struggling about on buses and trains to have my own car? Dude, I can hardly believe it.
I've never understood why you weren't provided with a car like other bishops, Bishop.
Well, the church commissioners offered me one, Henry, but I gave the matter a great deal of thought and decided a domestic chaplain would be of more use to me. Hey, oh, that reminds me, Luke. Have you written my sermon for the ordinands tomorrow?
No, my lord.
Why have I not?
The dean rang. He wants to see you.
The dean? Oh, I hope you told him I should be out this afternoon.
No, my lord. I said I was expecting you back any minute.
Hey. Sometimes, Henry, though, I wonder if I made the right decision. What does the dean want, Newt?
To know if you've appointed a successor to Canon Beddoes, my lord.
Well, of course I haven't. One can't appoint a residentiary canon in a matter of weeks. I'm doing all I can. What on earth is all this mess on my desk? These black bits and these nail scissors.
Oh, well, my lord...
Newt. You haven't been clipping your eyebrows again, have you?
No, my lord, I haven't.
I told you before, Newt, the bathroom is the proper arena for such vain and sordid practices.
But I was just trimming the cuffs of my cassock. They're getting so frayed.
Well, you might clear up after yourself.
Sorry, my lord.
Please get the Archdeacon and myself a glass of sherry.
Yes, my lord. Actually, I wanted to speak to you about my cassock.
Oh, whatever for?
I'm due for a new one.
Are you?
Yes, my lord.
Well, now you've trimmed the cuffs, surely you can manage with that one, can't you?
But it's getting so thin on the elbows.
Well, can't you wear your suit?
Well, that's as bad. It's almost through at the knees.
Oh, well, I'm sure you can manage somehow, Newt. Now, do pour us a sherry. There's a good fellow.
A new cassock would only cost £14.65, my lord.
Would it? Well, that's right out of the question.
Well, there is a cheaper one at £13.90.
Far too much.
Well, I suppose I could buy a choir cassock for about £7.
It's more possible.
But they're not very comfortable. They're so tight in the skirt.
Yes, Luther. Yeah. Thoroughly bad buy. Take my advice and forget about the whole thing. After all, you know, we must economize. I've got some very heavy expenses in the next few weeks. You understand?
I understand, my lord. Sherry, Archdeacon?
Thank you. Hello. I thought Lent was over.
What's the matter, Henry?
This glass is only half full.
Your sherry, my lord.
You haven't filled my glass either, Newt.
No, my lord, no. We're economizing, remember?
Newt, do I detect in this a veiled criticism of my new purchase?
I wouldn't like to venture an opinion, my lord.
My dear Newt, even you have a right to an opinion.
Well, my lord, I do think a nice little mini would have been more practical.
Oh, do be quiet, Newt.
But you said I was entitled to my opinion.
So you are. Provided you keep it to yourself. Now, please hand me that decanter.
Very well, my lord. Here.
Thank you. Now, that car is what I've always needed. And if having it will require some small sacrifice on my part, I am prepared to.
So am I, Bishop.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Henry, pass your glass. There you are.
Oh, thank you, Bishop.
Tell me, Henry, dear old friend, you busy this afternoon?
No, not more than usual, Bishop.
Good, Henry, then I'll take you for a drive.
Oh, but my lord.
What is it now?
I promised the dean you'd do something about the vacant canonry this afternoon.
Oh, and on whose authority did you tell him that?
Well, he said until you appoint someone, he can't hold a chief
canonry. But I can't help that. I'm not appointing anyone till I find the right man.
The dean suggested someone he thinks would be suitable, my lord.
Oh, did he?
The rural dean of Crowthorne says he's a very talented young man.
Really? And he didn't mention whether the rural dean is related to him, did he?
Yes, my lord, yes, he's his nephew. How odd you should ask.
Yes, it's not all that odd, Luke. Considering the only people the dean has suggested are his brother, two cousins, and his aunt's father-in-law.
But, my lord, surely the dean wouldn't suggest them because they're his relatives.
Well, of course he would, Luke. He'd do anything to make sure everyone will continue always to vote with him on the chapter.
I don't always vote with him, Bishop.
No. Of course you don't, Henry. You fought a very long and honorable battle. But with only four of you and the Chancellor and Beddoes always agreeing with the Dean, you must admit you haven't been very effective.
Point taken, Bishop.
Yes, but I intend to even things up, Henry. I'm going to find you an ally. Make it two against two.
But we shall never decide anything then, Bishop.
You won't, Henry, but I shall. When the chapter is deadlocked, the Bishop has the casting vote. Oh, see who that is, will you do?
Yes, my lord.
More sherry, Henry.
Oh, I thought we were economizing, Bishop.
So we are, Henry, from tomorrow.
The dean, my lord.
Morning, Dean.
So you have succumbed to temptation, my lord.
What? Oh, well, Dean, it's only a small one.
It looks a large one to me.
We start to economize tomorrow.
You'll need to with a car that size.
A car? Oh, yes. What do you think of my new car, Dean?
I wish you'd consulted me before buying it. I could have saved you some expense.
Why, Dean? Have you got friends in the trade?
Certainly not, Archdeacon.
Well, I can assure you, Dean, that I paid a very moderate price for it.
Good. You will lose less when you sell it.
Sell it? I've no intention of selling it.
I fear you will have to, my lord. There is a proposal before the chapter to designate the close a pedestrian precinct. If it is passed, as I am confident it will be, all private cars will forthwith be banned. Here is the agenda, Archdeacon.
Oh, thank you, Dean.
But surely, Dean...
Ban all cars? But you can't prevent people owning cars.
I can prevent them driving through the close.
But surely,
but I Dean. Can't drive out of the palace except through the close.
Precisely.
But surely,
oh,
Dean...
Do be quiet, Newt. This is no concern of yours.
But I've got something to say, my lord.
Well, we don't want to hear it. What is it?
Surely the chapter can't meet to consider anything at present.
You're right. Woo-hoo! You can't do this, Dean. You can't hold a chapter meeting until I've appointed a new canon.
It seems I can, my lord. The Chancellor has examined the records, and we find the chapter has met with a quorum of three.
When was that? I don't remember it.
In 1349. During the Black Death.
The Black Death? But that was an emergency.
And is this not an emergency? Cathedral business cannot wait indefinitely whilst you shilly-shally over this appointment. The late Canon Beddoes has been dead for 3 months.
I am not shilly-shallying. I just haven't found anyone suitable.
I have personally suggested 5 men, any one of whom would fill the post with distinction.
With relative distinction,
Dean? I beg your pardon?
The bishop means that they're all your relations, Dean.
What? Am I nepotic?
Only your wife can answer that, Dean.
Nepotism, Archdeacon, the practice of favoring one's relations. No one can accuse me of that.
Oh, what did I tell you, my lord? I said you were wrong.
Wrong? Why was his lordship wrong?
Well, the bishop was worried that you might be suggesting your relations, so you should get your own way on the chapter.
I'm glad to have this glimpse of your opinion of me, my lord.
No, Dean, please don't rush to conclusions. I was only afraid, you see, for your reputation. I mean, as Dean, you should be like Caesar's wife.
Caesar's wife?
Yes, you know, Caesar's wife. She was Henry. What was Caesar's wife?
A woman, Bishop.
She was above reproach, my lord.
Yes, that's it, Dean. You should be above reproach.
I am above reproach.
Oh, well, that's all right then, isn't it? I needn't have worried.
Yes, I'm glad you appreciate that, my lord. I'll see you in the chapter house in half an hour, Archdeacon.
Oh, will you?
For the chapter meeting, and please don't be late. We have a great deal of business to get through. Good morning, gentlemen.
Ah, well, that's cleared that up, hasn't it?
Cleared it up? Loot. It's done no such thing. Making that close a pedestrian precinct, indeed.
Well, my lord, all those cars do rather spoil the look of the place.
Oh, rubbish.
He's always wanted to do it, Bishop.
Has he, Henry?
Yes. But old Beddoes and I voted against him.
Old Beddoes? But I thought he always agreed with the Dean.
Oh, not over this. He drove a car himself.
So he did, Archdeacon. A nice little mini, my lord.
Shut up, Luke.
He said he'd do anything to stop him banning cars, Bishop. He said he'd come back and haunt him.
Well, now's his chance. Still, we can't rely on help from beyond the grave. We must stop this absurd and illegal chapter meeting.
But is it illegal, my lord? If they held one like it in 1349...
I am by no means convinced that they did, Newt.
Well, it sounds very plausible. One of the canons might have caught the Black Death.
I'm not interested in the Black Death.
Well, it's very catching. It did make a lot of people ill.
Very possible. Ill. Did you say ill?
Yes, my lord. Oh, they had terrible swellings in their armpits, and their bodies were covered in black spots. Their tongues swelled up, and they had terrible thirst, and their lungs became inflamed, and they spat blood all over the place.
Really? Henry, how are you feeling?
Well, I was all right, Bishop, but I'm not so sure now.
Well, I'm sure, Henry. I am sure that you are going to be confined to your bed for several weeks.
Me, Bishop? What with? Not the Black Death?
Oh, no, no, Henry. Just a bad chill.
But why, Bishop?
Because, Henry, not even the Dean can hold a chapter meeting with a quorum of two. Yes, 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 it's a severe chill. Well, yes, the suddenness, it surprised us, too. But I do think it'd be a great mistake, you know, for him to go out. He's lying on the sofa here in my study. What? Oh, no, 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 Dean, I shouldn't do that. I mean, supposing it's catching. Oh, well, if you insist. But I really... Oh, really, he's rung off. Henry, he's coming round. I couldn't stop him.
Oh, can't I take some of these blankets off, Bishop?
Let's see what your temperature is. 98.4. Hasn't budged.
I fill these hot water bottles with boiling water, my lord.
Splendid, Newt, splendid. Here, Henry, put these round your face. Come on.
Oh, I couldn't, Bishop. No, no, really, no. Go, no.
Well, would you rather do some more running up and down stairs?
Oh, no, no, no.
That's the Dean. What should we do?
Shall I let him in?
No, no, not yet, Newt. Not yet. No, I've got it. Give me the thermometer, Henry. Now, we'll just rest the thermometer on the hot water bottle. There, that's better. What's it say? 104 degrees. Ooh, all right, Newt. Let the lean in.
Right, my lord.
I haven't forgot everything I learned at school, Henry. Now, keep this in your mouth until the dean comes. This should convince him.
My lord, the dean's got someone with him.
The doctor?
But he can't have. He hasn't had time.
No, the chancellor and Mr. Daniels, the chapter clerk.
Oh, that's all right. Show him in.
Right, my lord.
Remember, Henry, you are very ill.
Yes, Bishop. I feel it.
Come this way, gentlemen.
Oh, Jinkman, how good of you to call. As you see, the poor archdeacon is far from well.
Yes, he looks flushed, certainly.
I'm just taking his temperature. Gracious, he's sick indeed. Perhaps you'd like to see for yourself, Dean?
That will not be necessary. Archdeacon!
Yes, Dean?
Can you raise your right arm?
Yes, Dean, a little.
Excellent. Now, if you will sit there, Chancellor.
Yes, Dean.
And if you, Mr. Daniels, if you will sit there and take the minutes, excuse me, my lord, I will sit here.
What are you doing, Dean?
I am about to hold a chapter meeting, my lord.
But you can't. This isn't a chapter house. Meetings have to be held in the chapter house.
No, my lord. The Chancellor has consulted the records. Haven't you, Chancellor?
Yes, Dean.
He finds that there is a precedent for holding a chapter meeting at the palace. Don't you, Chancellor?
Yes, Dean.
When was that?
In the year 1215. Am I right, Chancellor?
Yes, Dean.
I suppose that was during the Black Death, too.
Certainly not. It was when King John pillaged the cathedral.
Well, gentlemen, let us not waste any more time. I have an appointment at 4 o'clock with the late Canon Beddoe's solicitors. Although, as you all know, there was an important question on which he and I disagreed. It seems he has not forgotten me.
Who could, Dean?
So, if you wouldn't mind leaving us, my lord.
I certainly do mind. I mind very much. In fact, I wish to register my formal protest at this whole affair. To take advantage of a vacancy on the chapter, then to cook up this quorum nonsense. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Aye, my lord. It is you who should be ashamed. Ashamed to leave the cathedral for so long without a residential canon.
I tell you, I can't find
then
one.
Then I advise you to redouble the search. For until you do, I shall continue to conduct business with a quorum, whether you like it or not. And now, if you will excuse me, gentlemen, I have a proposal I wish to put to the chapter.
Oh, very well.
And please take your chaplain with you.
Come on, Luke.
Oh, right, my lord.
On second thought, no. You stay, Newt.
Impossible. No unauthorized persons may be present at a chapter meeting. May they, Chancellor?
Yes, Dean. That is known.
Unauthorized? Who says that Canon Newt is unauthorized?
Canon? I wasn't aware Newt was a canon.
Nor was I, Dean.
Really? Well, he is. He is the new residentiary canon.
Moses.
You can't do that.
Oh, yes, I can, Dean. You've been telling me to appoint someone quickly. Well, now I have. I hope you have a very good meeting. Oh, Dean, just remember, if you do reach deadlock on any of your proposals, I should be only too happy to exercise my casting vote. Good afternoon, gentlemen. At last, Dean's the meeting over.
Yes, my lord.
I thought I'd better stay here in the hall in case you needed my vote.
So I see. However, it proved unnecessary.
Ah. Some people know when they are beaten, eh, Dean?
One hopes so, my lord.
Well, what do you think of my new appointment, Dean?
I congratulate you on it, my lord.
You do? On Newt?
Canon Newt. Yes, my lord. I find he has a mind of his own.
Newt has? Oh, really? No, I know. You mean you know where his duty lies.
Yes, well, he certainly seems to, my lord. Now, if you will excuse me, I have to go and see these solicitors.
Oh, yes, of course. Solicitors, your legacy. Don't let us keep you from your inheritance, Dean.
It'll hardly be that, my lord. Simply some token of remembrance that good old Beddoes wished me to have. Now, I really must go. Come, gentlemen.
Yes, of course, of course.
So, by the way, my lord, I have cured the archdeacon.
You have, Dean? But how?
By removing the blankets and the hot water bottles. He recovered almost at once. Good afternoon.
Oh. Henry, come here. What happened?
disaster, Bishop.
Oh, I don't know how you can say that, Archdeacon. I think it's going to look very nice.
What's going to look nice?
The close, my lord. Oh, it's going to have little white posts and chains across all the roads so that even if people want to drive through, they can't.
What?
That was my idea. But the Dean accepted it without a murmur.
I beg him. Newt! Newt! What have you done?
He voted with the Dean, Bishop.
Newt! You Judas!
Oh, that's not fair. It simply isn't fair.
Are you denying that you betrayed us?
I did my duty.
Yes, your duty. Your duty is to do what I say.
But it isn't, my lord. Not anymore. Now I'm a canon, the Dean pointed out. My duty is to the cathedral. And I had to agree it would be better without all the cars.
Oh. Well, I should just have to look around for someone else, I suppose.
Someone else? Whatever for?
To replace you, of course, Newt.
But you can't. You've appointed me.
Yes, and I intend to disappoint you, Newt.
A chaplain's job, my lord.
Precisely.
Well, I'm not a chaplain, you see. I'm a canon, aren't I?
Oh, really? I can't stand any more of this. Come on, Henry. Let's go for a drive.
A drive, Bishop? Oh, how splendid. Where are we going?
To the St. Ogg's Motor Mart. To sell them back that beautiful car, which I'm not going to be able to use. Come on.
My lord.
What is it now, Pete?
Well, I've got some personal shopping to do. Please, may I come with you?
No, Newt, you may not.
But it looks like rain.
Really? Well, at the risk of appearing unchristian, may I say, Newt, that I hope you get extremely wet. Come on, Henry. Come on in, Henry, out of the rain. No, I simply don't understand, Henry, how any motor car can be worth £150 less in the afternoon than it was in the morning.
He didn't seem to think much of the speaking tube, Bishop.
Oh, really, Henry, don't mention that man. Considering how sorry he said he was to see the car go, he didn't seem at least pleased to see it back. Oh, gracious, this coat is soaking.
So is mine, Bishop.
Still, there's one consolation, Henry. One thought that buoys me up amidst this flood of disasters.
What's that, Bishop?
Newt, Henry. Newt, standing out there at that bus stop, getting soaked to the skin.
Hello, you're back at last, my lord.
Newt! But we left you at the bus stop.
Yes, I was given a lift home, my lord. My lord, the Dean rang and he wants to speak to you.
And I don't want to speak to him, Newt.
But he said it's important, my lord.
Newt, I have suffered enough for one day. What on earth? What on earth have you got on?
Oh, do you like it? My new cassock.
But I told you you couldn't have a new cassock.
Ah, that was when I was your chaplain, my lord. I thought I'd get a grey one to show my new status.
Mm, really? What did it cost?
50 guineas, my lord.
50 guineas?
You must have a speaking tube, Bishop.
Oh.
got a silk lining, Archdeacon. Look, a gold one. That'll be the Dean. I'll let him in.
Bad news, my lord. Most disappointing tidings.
Really, Dean? What's the matter?
Didn't old Beddoes cut up well, Dean?
On the contrary, Archdeacon, my legacy is far more generous than I either expected or deserved.
Then what was wrong?
Newt is wrong, my lord.
Newt?
Canon Newt, Dean.
No, Newt, you are not a canon. You cannot be a canon.
But the bishop has appointed me.
He should not have done.
You're telling me.
The appointment is invalid.
Invalid? But I can appoint anyone I like, Dean.
Anyone except members of your family, my lord.
My family? I can assure you, Dean, Newt is no relation of mine.
As your domestic chaplain and a member of your household, technically he is. It is most unfortunate.
It certainly is.
Oh, I don't know. Every cloud has a silver lining. And in this case, Henry, it has a gold one.
But what about my new cassock? It's cost 50 guineas, Dean, and I haven't got 50 guineas. What am I going to do?
Well, you've been a canon for about 3 hours. Newt, you should be able to claim something from cathedral funds, shouldn't he, Dean?
Out of the question.
But he attended a chapter meeting. You ought to get something for that.
But he had no right to attend. He was incompetent.
You can say that again.
Legally incompetent, Archdeacon. Unqualified, illicit, illegitimate. Need I go on?
I'd rather you didn't, Dean.
Dean, if loot was illegal, then the meeting itself was illegal. And so were the proposals adopted at it.
That is one point of view, my lord, certainly. However, I think the fairest thing would be to let sleeping dogs lie.
Oh, so do I, Dean.
Oh, do you? Well, I intend to wake them up.
But to change the decision once it has been made, my lord, might look as though I were giving in to personal pressure.
Yes, Dean, it might.
You won't get away with this, Dean.
I'm not trying to get away with anything, my lord. I simply wish to be fair to all parties.
Oh, do you? Well, if you really want to be fair, you should stop this whole business of banning cars from the coast.
Oh, I don't think that would be fair at all.
I see. You think I should do this regardless of my personal feelings, my lord.
Your personal feelings, Dean, should not come into it.
Very well, my lord. I will do as you wish. I will tell the Chancellor to cancel the pedestrian precinct proposal.
You will, in spite of your personal feelings.
But you have told me that my personal feelings should not come into it.
Dean, you know I suddenly feel very small. Don't you, Henry? I always do feel small, Bishop. No, Henry, I mean beside the Dean. Oh, particularly beside the Dean. You know, Dean, I owe you an apology. I have been very uncharitable. I doubted your integrity. I see I was wrong.
Oh, that's all right, my lord.
No, Dean, I must make amends. Tell me, what can I do that would really please you?
Well, my lord, since you ask, I should be grateful if you would appoint a new canon as soon as you can.
I will do better than that, Dean. I will appoint the rural Dean of Crowthorne now.
My nephew! Oh, my lord, this is generous.
Oh, it's not nearly as generous as you've been, Dean.
Oh, well, I'm very grateful, my lord.
Nonsense. It's a very great pleasure. Give me his address in the morning. I'll write to him at...
I certainly will, my lord. And now, if you will excuse me, I must go and show my legacy from the dear good Beddoes to my wife.
Oh, do you have it with you?
Yes, would you care to see it, my lord?
Oh, very much, Dean. Am I the first?
No, Newt has seen it.
Newt?
I've been inside it, my lord.
Inside? My dear Dean, what can it be?
See for yourself, my lord.
What? Oh, Beddoes' car.
Yes, a nice little mini, my lord. The Dean gave me a lift home. It goes awfully well.
Yes, it does 40 miles to the gallon. Well, thank you for your advice not to ban cars in the close, my lord. I shall follow it to the letter.
I don't doubt you will, Dean, now.
And I'll bring my nephew's address in the morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, really, Henry, what have I done?
You've let him get his own way, Bishop.
Have to watch him driving round the close when I've sold my car, the only car, Henry, that I've ever had.
Can't you buy it back, my lord?
I haven't enough money, Newt. I've only got £200, and I can't do anything with £200, can I?
Well, there is one thing, my lord.
Oh, what's that?
Well, you could pay this bill.
What bill?
My cassock.
Oh, all right. Very well. £175.48. Pence, you said it cost £50.
So it did. That's for the suits.
What suits?
Well, the two they're sending. Then there's a dressing gown, 6 pairs of pajamas.
No, if you think I'd better buy your dressing gown and pajamas and collar, things like that.
In that episode of All Gas and Gaiters, the parts were played as follows. The Archdeacon, Robertson Hare. The Bishop, William Mervyn.